Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
In today's show, Bitcoin eyes $50,000 breakout despite most greed since all-time highs. In today's show, I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Now check this out. As pointed out by Dan Held, Bitcoin returns year to date 50%, 1 year 275%, 5 year 7,500%, and 10 year 410,000%. Bitcoin is one of the greatest performing assets of all time. That, my friend, is a fact. Also in today's show, the majority of the world's top banks are investing into crypto and blockchain companies. That's right. According to a new report from research firm Block Data, they suggest that over half the world's biggest banks are getting exposure into crypto and blockchain companies. And the firm says that out of the top 100 biggest banks by assets under management, 55 of them have investments in crypto or blockchain related businesses, either directly or through subsidiaries. Also in today's show, the Wolf of Wall Street, Scott Melker, expects Bitcoin to surpass $100,000. Here's when. In a new interview, he goes on to share, I would not be surprised at all to see Bitcoin trading in six figures within the next 6 to 12 months, or Ethereum even pushing towards $10,000 in that time. The trader also sees the Senate's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill as the biggest advertisement in history for Bitcoin. Also in today's show, breaking news, Walmart seeks crypto product lead to drive digital currency strategy. Check this out. As you can see in this job listed posted on the Walmart website, Walmart is hiring a digital currency and cryptocurrency product lead. That's right. The North American retail giant is looking for an experienced crypto expert who can develop and drive ambitious digital currency strategy and product roadmaps. Could Walmart be next to start accepting Bitcoin payments? And what would this mean for the crypto industry? I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and the entire crypto market is pumping. Let's go. Let's break down our first story of the day. Bitcoin is approaching its second attack on pivotal resistance this week as the Bitcoin bulls remain firmly in the driver's seat. That's right. After a mixed weekend that saw both a run on 48,000 and a major rejection at that level, Bitcoin is already back, having made up all of its losses just like that. With conditions broadly favorable for continued strength, it may only be a matter of time before the next impulse move reshapes the Bitcoin spot market. Now let's break down the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Starting with number one, Bitcoin returns to challenge that critical 48,000 resistance. It was a rags to riches story for Bitcoin this weekend. Saturday began on a high after Bitcoin jumped above 47,000, a zone which immediately borders a large resistance wall, which so far remains intact. Thereafter, a failed attack on that zone ended in a sharp reversal, with Bitcoin dropping to local lows of 45,500 before recovering. That recovery, which took place through Sunday, ultimately brought Bitcoin back to where it had begun the weekend's action, and Monday's picture provides a firm sense of deja vu for traders. That's right, Bitcoin deja vu. As crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares right here, Bitcoin needs to regain 46,500. If that happens, then I am assuming the highs will be tested again. If not, $44,000 is next, as you can see right here in this chart. And with the prospect of a rematch now on the cards, sellers are nonetheless steadfast at 48,000. A look at the buy and sell levels on major exchange Binance shows the extent of the resistance, with support at 45,000 now, also substantial, as you can see right here. It shows you the Bitcoin buy and sell levels on Binance as of this morning, August 16th. Now, fellow trader and crypto analyst Rhett Capital, meanwhile, considered an ascending triangle structure for Bitcoin, with Sunday providing a test of its upper bound. Boundary, but not a breakout, as he shared right here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin has formed a new lower high on this most recent successful retest attempt. Has Bitcoin now transitioned into this current market structure? What are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments below. Now, for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week is the hash rate as difficulty points to the sky. Some familiar good news from a familiar source. Bitcoin network fundamentals are still climbing towards all-time highs. After the latest automated readjustment on Friday, difficulty saw an increase of 7.3%, completing its best performance since Bitcoin's May price sell-offs. And as we all know, the Bitcoin price follows the hash rate, so this is another massively bullish indicator. And as Alistair points out here, Bitcoin difficulty adjusted 7.3% this morning as hash power starts coming back online, having left China. Now, for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is the dollar celebrates 50 years with a whimper. And checking out this tweet from Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki, it sums it up pretty well. Happy birthday, fake US dollar. 50 years ago today, August 15, 1971, Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. The US dollar became fake money, ripping off workers, and savers became losers. 50 years ago today is why I do not save dollars. Smart people save gold, silver, and Bitcoin. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree with Rich Dad. The US dollar currency index stood at 92.6, down from over 93 last week, as you can see right here in this chart. And market analyst Justin Deanathan shared the following. One could also observe the dollar falling, supporting risk assets, and also gold trying to make a comeback, he wrote on Monday, along with the following. In the crypto space, you can feel the bullishness as well. Investors are a lot richer now than they were last week or the week before that. Now, for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week is greed hitting its highest since April. That's right. Over the weekend, we hit a 76 out of 100 on the crypto greed and fear index, which is high as it's been in at least 4 months, and we're currently rated a 72 out of 100 in greed. Not too shabby considering last month we were stuck in extreme fear, actually, for several months. That's right, and just last month it measured a 10 out of 100, the polar opposite of today, or extreme fear, and a potential further attack on 50K resistance for Bitcoin could thus serve to upend sentiment once more, increasing the risk of a knee-jerk correction as the market heads towards April's all-time highs. Now, for the final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, altcoins shine as Bitcoin coils. That's right, one coin's losses, another coin's gain this week. And it looks like altcoins may be the main beneficiaries of the current sentiment, with Bitcoin up around 8% versus a week ago. Major altcoins are nonetheless outperforming its gains. Out of the top 50 cryptos by market cap, many have seen weekly returns in excess of 20%, with Solana leading with 60% as of Monday. That's right, hopes are high for the next altcoin season to return, which can still return this summer, possibly fueled by DeFi resurgence. That's right, DeFi is currently outpacing the rest of the crypto market. How many of you are currently bullish on DeFi, and which DeFi projects are you most bullish on? Let me know in the comments below. And before I break down our next story of the day, majority of the world's top banks are investing into crypto and blockchain companies, according to this new report, as well as crypto analyst The Wolf of Wall Streets expects Bitcoin to surpass $100,000 within the next few months, as well as breaking news, Walmart seeks crypto product lead to drive digital currency strategy. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, after a slight correction yesterday, everything is back in the green and pumping like a mofo. Once again, you gotta love it. Bitcoin up 3.33%, trading above 47,400. Ether up about 4%, trading just under 3,300. We have Chainlink up over 14%, trading back above $30. Dogecoin up 15%, trading just under 34 cents. Binance Coin up 7%, trading at $430. And Cardano Cardano up 3%, trading at $2.15. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A new report from blockchain research firm Block Data suggests that over half the world's biggest banks are getting exposure in crypto and blockchain companies. Massive adoption. Let's go. The firm says that out of the 100 biggest banks by assets under management, 55 of them have investments into crypto or blockchain-related businesses, either directly or through subsidiaries. Block Data also names the most active banks based on the number of investments in blockchain firms. And at the top of the list is British Universal Bank Barclays with investments in 19 blockchain firms, followed by American investment bank Citigroup with 9 investments, global investment bank Goldman Sachs with 8, and financial services and investment bank JP Morgan Chase with 7. And we can't forget that the CEO of JP Morgan Chase once called Bitcoin a fraud not too long ago. The firm says that the investment opportunities in the crypto custody space have attracted nearly a quarter of the top 100 banks, quoting them here. The most noteworthy example of where banks are investing is crypto custody. Despite being very vocal about how bad Bitcoin supposedly is, many can't ignore the potential revenue streams and importance of having a strong strategic position in the crypto economy. And based on our findings, 23 of the top 100 banks by assets under management are building custody solutions or investing into the companies that provide them. Block Data also says that the three main developments convince many of the top banks to start providing crypto-related services to clients, quoting them again here, seeing cryptocurrency exchanges with a fraction of their staff become substantially more profitable or valuable than many banks. This started as early as 2018 when Binance, the leading exchange at the time, recorded $54 million more profit than Deutsche Bank with just 200 versus 100,000 employees. And more recently, Coinbase's valuation was higher than Goldman Sachs, which is 4% of their employees. And number two, countless requests from their clients to provide Bitcoin solutions. And number three, a change in regulations in 2020 that allows banks to offer crypto custody solutions. So there you have it. Let the massive Bitcoin adoption continue. And before I break down our next story of the day, crypto analyst, the Wolf of Wall Street, Scott Melker, expects Bitcoin to surpass $100,000. Here's when, as well as breaking news, Walmart seeks crypto product lead to drive digital currency strategy. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting back above that $2 trillion milestone with $113 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is at 43.6% with the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Solana up 35%, trading at $62. Terra up 27%, trading at $21. And Revain up 14.5%, trading just above 1 cent. Now let's break down our next story of the day. Wolf of Wall Street's trader Scott Melker sees many upsides to Bitcoin, pushing the price towards that six-figure price mark. Scott Melker, the host of the Wolf of Wall Street's pod, shared his Bitcoin outlook with Kitco News last week. And commenting on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that the Senate passed last week, he said it was the greatest advertisement in history for Bitcoin, with so many intense discussions within the crypto community and a growing number of lawmakers speaking in favor of cryptocurrency. Quoting Scott Melker right here, it's raising awareness, which is probably actually causing more people to buy than to sell. And he continued, we're talking about printing over $1 trillion out of thin air to pay an infrastructure bill that has absolutely nothing to do with cryptocurrency, but one cryptocurrency provision froze the bill for 3 or 4 days. And we had an entire world talking about Bitcoin and the crypto industry. There's some irony there. The host of the Wolf of Wall Street's pod noted that the infrastructure bill still has to pass the House of Representatives and be signed into law. That wouldn't even happen until 2023. So we're talking about a very long time horizon for any activity here. And on another positive factor affecting the crypto market is the likelihood of a Bitcoin exchange traded fund, better known as an ETF, being approved by the SEC, he opined. The approval of an ETF would be the biggest single event in the history of Bitcoin for that large wall of money that has the confidence to enter. Pension funds, endowments, sovereign wealth funds, they will come when there is an ETF. The trader elaborated, sharing the following, that would be the catalyst for real institutional adoption of Bitcoin, a regulated asset that can trust and that is vetted by their risk managers and by the SEC. Now for some Bitcoin price predictions, Melker discussed his price prediction for Bitcoin and Ether. Quoting him here, it's a function of the price actually catching up to the value. The Wolf of Wall Street's host explained, we saw a major liquidation of leveraged traders, which caused the cascade of prices to go down much further than they should have. And he elaborated, when Bitcoin dropped from 60 to 50,000, we saw almost 10 billion in liquidation. 1 million individual retail accounts were liquidated, and we saw similar activity from 40 to 30,000. I don't think that was the fair value of Bitcoin. Now we're seeing institutional interest coming back in and taking advantage of the dip price. prices and predicting new record high prices for Bitcoin and Ethereum by the end of the year, Melker shared the following. I believe that this correction is likely over and that we should see new all-time highs by the end of the year. I would not be surprised at all to see Bitcoin trading in six figures within the next 6 to 12 months, or Ethereum even pushing towards $10,000 in that time. Personally, I feel this is extremely conservative, and I feel we're likely to break out above $200,000 before the end of this year for Bitcoin, and I feel Ether can easily surpass $10,000, but let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. He added that in the long run, Bitcoin will likely see a seven-figure asset, and Ethereum a $20,000 to $30,000 asset at a minimum. I couldn't agree more. Only a matter of time. My prediction is by 2025, Bitcoin will be trading above seven figures, which is $1 million. And before I break down our final breaking story of the day, Walmart seeks crypto product lead to drive digital currency strategy. Could Walmart be next to start accepting Bitcoin payments? Before I break this down, first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video. I want to give a special shout out as well to everyone who contributed to the show in yesterday's episode. I received super chat / sticker contributions from Lawrence Abramoff, Farshad, as well as Bring Facts. So thank you, fam. I greatly appreciate your continued support. The greatest thing you can do to support the channel is smash that like button right below this video in the description and turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. North American retail giant Walmart, I call it Wally World, is looking for an experienced crypto expert who can develop and drive an ambitious digital currency strategy and product roadmap. In the listing for the role, Walmart indicates it is looking for someone who has a track record in leading and scaling businesses with at least 10 years of experience in product/program management and technology-based product commercialization. The ideal candidate would have expertise in cryptocurrencies and blockchain-related technologies and in-depth knowledge of the crypto ecosystem and its core actors. And as you can see here in this job listing by Walmart, Walmart is hiring a digital currency and cryptocurrency product lead. And this was posted on their website, as you can see, be among the first 25 applicants. What would likely occur if they did start accepting Bitcoin payments? Well, check this out. If Walmart began to facilitate payments in Bitcoin, it would be sure to introduce millions of users to the immutable distributed ledger technology, greatly hastening adoption and bringing us closer to a Bitcoin standard. Now, Walmart has hinted at the focus of its future digital currency strategy by noting that it already enables a broad set of payment options for its customers, although not yet in cryptocurrency. Now, back in 2019, Walmart had already filed a patent for a blockchain-based US dollar-backed digital currency that was, at the time, similar to Facebook's early proposals that was known as Libra. And this year, Walmart created a fintech venture called Hazel, which could reportedly be poised to offer a wide range of financial services integrated into a mobile-first super app. Now, Walmart's future digital currency and crypto product lead would be based in the company's home office in Bentonville, Arkansas. In addition to developing and driving an overall crypto strategy, their key tasks would involve identifying customers' needs and translating them into product requirements, forging partnerships with product, technology, and design leaders, committing to a crypto product roadmap, and driving the project's execution, and identifying crypto-related investment opportunities and partnerships. And among North American mega firms, Walmart is not alone in seeking to integrate digital currency into its e-commerce and wider business strategy. This February, Amazon posted a job listing for a leader to oversee a new digital currency service in Mexico that would allow users to spend digital currency while shopping. Now, let me know in the live chat right down below if you feel that Walmart and Amazon are likely to start accepting Bitcoin payments by next year. Holla at your boy. And in addition to its slow foray into digital currency proper, Walmart's blockchain-related projects have to date centered on using the technology for applications that include supply chain management, customer marketplaces, and smart appliances. So there you have it. Now for a quick recap. What I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin eyes $50,000 breakout despite most greed since all-time highs. I shared with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Also in today's show, we discussed the majority of the top world banks are investing into crypto and blockchain companies, according to this new report. Also in today's show, we discussed crypto analyst, the Wolf of Wall Street, Scott Melker, expects Bitcoin to surpass six figures within the next few months, as well as breaking news that Walmart seeks crypto product lead to drive digital currency strategy. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments. right down below. Now for a new segment of the show where I share the top comments from the previous episode, we have Joyce Blanton who shared, great video, investing in crypto now should be in every wise individual's list. In some months time, you'll be ecstatic with the decision you made today. I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much, Joyce, for the love. Now this next comment comes from Frank Grados who says, holy moly, I've only been listening to the podcast for the past 6 months on Spotify, and this is my first time on a video. Nice to finally put a face to your voice. I appreciate the support, Frank. And this third top comment comes from Juan Romero who says, I wake up every morning looking forward to your videos. As always, smash the like for this guy. He really is the best channel on YouTube that brings you the best information in the space. Keep up the awesome work, JV. Saludos from LA. Saludos, Juan from Puerto Rico. I appreciate the love and for the opportunity to be featured in tomorrow's episode. Be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?